Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Willie Upshaw. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom Hutton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Horace Speed. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth, the catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz fires to first and picks off Carty. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hutton moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 0 in the game. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to first for the out. Date moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Date moves to third. Ron Pruitt pinch runs for Buddy Bell. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date scores. Pruitt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Pruitt scores. Alexander moves to third. Cox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speed is walked intentionally. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now playing left field. Ted Cox now playing third base. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hutton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to third. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive towards third. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hutton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Velez pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Sid Monge now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault pinch hits for Tom Hutton. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Ault now playing right field. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speed hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvin fires to first and has Kuiper trapped. There's the throw to McKay, who tags Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Toronto Blue Jays, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.